In Rio de Janeiro, the Olympic beach volleyball tournaments are coming to a close. The women's medal matches are tonight, and the men play tomorrow. One place where people are certain to tune in, Manhattan Beach, California. It's a spiritual home to the sport and the actual home of one of its greatest players, Kerry Walsh Jennings. NPR's Becky Sullivan paid a visit.
It's clear pretty much from the moment you step foot on the sands that this place has it bad for beach volleyball.
Oh yeah, super big deal here. Look at how many courts there are for volleyball. It's like that's all there is.
Jesse Connor is waving his arm at the volleyball nets, which dot the beach literally the entire length of the city limits. He's here teaching beach volleyball lessons. It's about 7 in the evening. The sun is getting low over the water. Dozens of people are out playing.
It's just so easy because it doesn't cost much money. It's need a ball and a net, and that's it.
Daniel Heglin is here with Ed Jamgochian and Peter Joyce.
No, this is the best workout you could have right here.
So we all work today, and then no better way to end the workday than come down here, play volleyball, sunset, exactly, beautiful weather.
Manhattan Beach has a long history with beach volleyball. The pier doubles as a volleyball walk of fame, with little bronze plaques commemorating the winners of each year's Manhattan Beach Open volleyball tournament, which is the longest running contest in the sport. 5 of the 8 Olympians have their names inscribed here. The former gold medalist Kerry Walsh Jennings, 7 times. Another one of the coaches teaching here tonight, Ryan Olson, tells me that some of the Olympians live and practice nearby. He's even played with Phil Dahlhauser, who just lost in the Olympic quarterfinals. Both of the U.S. men's teams are already out of the running, but Ryan Olson and his friend Jesse Connor tell me they have more confidence in the women's duo, Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're for sure going to win. They have to.
Yeah, they're 5-0.
I would be so confused if they didn't win.
This was just before Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross played in last night's semifinals against a Brazilian team, which they lost.
Oh, nice.
Kevin Quinn and Ashley Burke are taking lessons here, too. They've just moved to Manhattan Beach from Manhattan, New York. They admit that they haven't watched every Olympic match.
We're reformed New Yorkers. We're getting there.
But they've watched more this year than ever before.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely care more now that we live here and like the whole hometown.
We saw the Manhattan Beach Open a few weeks ago well, so that was super exciting.
Yeah, the guys that won were in the Olympics, which was really cool.
Yeah, it's just cool to see how excited everybody is, too, because it's kind of part of the heartbeat of the beach, so it's cool to see.
They weren't going to make it home in time for last night's semifinals, but they did agree to each other to watch the medal matches tonight.
Let's shake on it right now.
Yep.
It's happening.
It's a deal.
So Quinn and Burke and the rest of Manhattan Beach will be watching tonight as Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross play for the bronze. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.